All right, so today we're going kind of deep into a system you might not have heard of. It's a German system for verifying financial identities. Yeah, you heard that right. Germany, financial identities.
Sounds a little dry, right?
Maybe, but actually it gets really interesting. Trust me, we've got this document straight from Germany about a service called,
Wait, what's it called?
it's called Schufa-Konto-Nummern-Check.
Yeah, Schufa-Konto-Nummern-Check.
Yeah, it's a mouthful, I know.
Rolls right off the tongue.
But seriously, this system, even if the name is a little clunky, it tells us a lot about how data privacy, financial security, and, well, just technology in general all kind of work together these days.
Well, and it's not just a German thing. This document, even though it's in German, it really reflects this global problem. Like, how do we make sure transactions, financial transactions, are secure and legit, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with the basics. This document mentions Schufa all over the place.
Right, Schufa.
So what is Schufa?
Okay, so Schufa, they're kind of like the guardians of financial reputation in Germany, you know, like a credit bureau,
Okay.
but maybe with even more power.
Right.
They have like detailed financial data, like on everyone, individuals,
Oh,
businesses,
yeah.
and their assessments, like what they say about you, it matters like
Yeah.
a lot. It affects everything, getting a loan, renting an apartment.
Oh, wow.
It's a big deal.
So it's not just about like if you pay your bills on time.
Right. It's bigger than that.
It's like the whole system, like how much people trust you in Germany.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
A whole social trust system.
Built on data. Huh. Interesting. Okay, so then this Kontonummerncheck thing,
Right.
that's basically a way to like instantly check if a bank account actually belongs to the person, you know, who's using the ID, right?
Exactly. You got it. And you might think, well, that's pretty simple, but it's actually super important for fighting money laundering, like big time.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that
Yeah.
because the document keeps mentioning this phrase. Hold on, I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Ermittlung des wirtschaftlich Berechtigten nach Geldwäschegesetz.
Right. So that's basically German for figuring out who's really behind a transaction. So, you know, following the money, basically.
Okay, but why is that so hard? Why can't they just like look at the account and see whose name it is?
Well, because criminals are smart, you
Yeah.
know, they hide behind shell companies, fake names.
All right.
It's tricky. So this service, it's like a tool to cut through all that, to get to the real person, the beneficial owner, who's actually making money.
So that's where it gets really interesting
Yeah.
because it's not just about matching names anymore.
No.
It's about like stopping crime.
Exactly. It's a big deal.
Okay, so there's also this other thing in the document.
Yeah.
It mentions a, hold on, a 1 cent Exceküberweisung. What is it? Is that like they send a penny to the account to make sure it's real?
It's actually a little more clever than that.
Oh.
This tiny transfer, it happens instantly, and it's used to trigger a PIN verification.
A PN.
So think about it, like the old way of verifying, you could maybe, you know, steal someone's bank statement or something.
Right.
But if the system asks for your PINs to confirm even a tiny transaction, it proves you're really in control of the account right then and there.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, it's a way to make sure it's really you.
Huh. I never thought about like how much tech goes into something like just verifying a bank account. It's wild.
It is, isn't it? A lot of stuff happens behind the scenes.
But isn't asking for a PIN for every little thing, even just a penny, kind of annoying?
Well, yeah, that's the balance, right?
Right.
Security versus convenience. But the document, it emphasizes how they try to make it easy. Like they have features, batch processing, for example. That means companies can verify a ton of accounts all at once,
Ah, okay.
which is great for businesses, especially if they have a lot of transactions.
Makes sense. And speaking of customizing, the document talks about these individual Entfesbare Bewertung Klassen.
Right, customizable risk assessment category.
Yeah, that. So it's not like one size fits all.
Nope. Different companies, they have different needs, different levels of risk. So like a bank, they're gonna have really strict rules.
Yeah.
But an online store, maybe they can be a little more relaxed. It all depends.
Oh, interesting. And of course, it's German, so it has to have backups, right?
Of course, yeah. They talk about failover
Right.
mechanisms.
So if one system fails, there's another one ready to go.
Exactly. Reliability is key,
Yeah.
especially with money, right?
Absolutely.
And they really push that in the document. Like they brag about their experience, use phrases like top conversion. They're making sure everyone knows the service is effective, easy to
Yeah,
use.
which is important for businesses.
Oh, absolutely. If it's a pain to use, nobody will use it.
Right. It's amazing, though. We started with this document. It seemed pretty simple.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about, like, international crime.
Right. Financial security, global technology.
It's crazy how connected it all is.
Hmm.
And, like, what does this mean for data privacy in general?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah. How do different countries balance security with, you know, individual rights?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. A lot to think about.
Definitely.
Thanks for breaking this down. Really interesting stuff.
Anytime. Happy to delve into the nitty-gritty.
Well, I'm glad we did.
Me too.
This was really eye-opening.
Glad to hear it.
Until next time.
See you then.